But I would like to read you a little bit here that says, "All glory will be displayed more prominently even on our front porches, and we'll head parades that march up and down our streets. All glory will be saluted on every hand, and it's a shame that we don't do it more often. Just to remind ourselves and our children and those who have gone on before to help make us this wonderful country. I think it'd be really nice if we got ourselves a chance to get out there and wave old glory a little more often. But many will go to the park, and many will play ball. To fight the heat, they may go swimming, and there will be much eating, and perhaps too much eating. And hands will shake, and faces will smile, and children will have fun, and the spirit of freedom with its joys will be in the air. And there will be many speeches, many too long. They claim that the best speech is the one that has a wonderful lead into and a wonderful closing to your speech, not much in the middle. They claim that's the best speech." That's funny.
Oh.
That's funny. Did you get it? Good. You want the beginning of your speech and the end of your speech to be very close together so that you don't have a lot of nodding friends. Funny. Oh. "Well, when the sun slips over the western horizon, night settles down, and the stars come out to play twinkle, the accumulating thrill will be a display of fireworks, and every sound will be a sound of freedom, and every light that blazes the sky will remind us of a light provided by freedom." I had the most wonderful time. This lady friend of a lady friend has a very good standing with Verona. And the lady friend that I'm talking about is Sandy Smith, lady friend Rita that I claim now, because Sandy's not here, so I claim Rita. And Rita's friend is the one that's in very good standing with Verona. So she invited us to come out, Patty Walsh, myself, and Rita. And we went out there. You never saw, I mean, we ate until you could not get another bite down. There was so much food. Everything was free. And, yeah, they made enough money off the rest of you. They could give us this free. But everything that you could imagine in the line of food was there, and everything was good, and, oh, it was nice. And then we went in, and they gathered us in a group. We all stood around here like, me, why not me? How about me? You know, I don't know if that was a cheering for yourself or a role praying, I can't be sure, because they gave out $1,000 and $1,000 and $1,000 and $5,000. Never called my name or Patty's. I didn't recognize one of the names that they called, did you? Then we all faded off into the sunset. But then we went outside and there was a shuttle, and the shuttle took us over to another part of the reservation there, Verona. And there were all these chairs, and they were cushy chairs, weren't they, Patty? They weren't just like these chairs. They were cushy, off shade of pink, pretty chairs to sit on, and a table full of food that went on and on and on and on and on. And what do you think, about 5,000 people there? Oh, because it was all three sides of the building, the huge building that was there. It was loaded with people of all these soft, cushy chairs, and we sat there, and they had a band that played. They didn't play my kind of music, but they played music. And most everybody else was happy about it. It wasn't too loud. It was pretty good, and I could talk to Patty, and we could all four talk together pretty good, and then all of a sudden everything was quiet, and it's getting dark. And we had just finished with the most beautiful sky. The sky was gorgeous. It was like the white, wispy angel look, you know, where if you look close, you can see the wispy of angel figures up there in the sky. And behind that was like a rosy, orangey yellow. Behind that was like a blue that turned into a gray. And then, of course, night fell. As night fell, the music up there stopped, and everything was quiet, and then they turned on these loudspeakers that were everywhere. It drove me bananas going, I had to sit like this the whole time. And of course, they didn't choose my music. It was the music I, you know, but I had not okayed. And then but then they turned to the music of and serve away, my boy, and you know all the songs from the service, and then songs to bless our country, and all. It was just wonderful, that music. I really liked it, although I still had to cover my ears because it was loud. And then the fireworks started, and it started. Most beautiful sight, just lit up the sky, and it went on about a half hour. Well, I'll tell you, that was quite a celebration the Indians put on. We're going to buy back America because everybody's running out to give you Indians, Yolanda, all the money. So I think we're going to have, they're going to buy back America in no time. Because I never saw so many people in my life crowded in that place. But they certainly treated us well. It was just wonderful. And so I was very glad that I knew a friend that had a wealthy friend. That was nice for me. Because that's why they invited her, because she had the money to spend. So anyhow, every light that blazes the sky will remind us of a light provided by freedom. And that was those fireworks, all right. Well, it is the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. And it all started when some brave columnists, outraged at the tyrannical demands of a king, said, "We've had enough," and then put it to the form of declaration and backed it up, the Declaration of Independence. What was won more than 200 years ago must not be lost now by indifference and selfishness. Every time we growl about our country, we are throwing negative. Every time we growl about whatever's going on with this country, we are adding to the negative. It's going to send our country down. Have you really truly sent prayerful thoughts to our country today? Really truly? Don't answer me. Really truly sent love thoughts to our country? We need to do it more. And when negative conversation comes up, please don't join it. Please don't join it. In some way, throw a good thought. And I'm talking to myself as well, because I get in here and say, "I can't believe they did that." When I couldn't do any better if I was there, whatever I'm talking about, I couldn't have done any better if it was me there. In fact, I'd have run from the job. This is the greatest country. But it won't be for long if we keep growling about it. We do that to our own families. Somebody that I was talking to on the phone was kind of laughing, going, "Yeah, our family got together, and what do you know? First thing you know, my sister and I were fighting." And she goes, and I get over it real easy, but she doesn't. Takes a long time for her. So I guess we're going to be, I moved out of the house and went to a hotel while I'm here visiting Mom and Dad. And I thought, well, how'd that make your mom and dad feel? So that's a lot of trouble in that household. We do the same thing with our country. We do it with our workplace. We do it with our home front. We do it with our town. Oh, people growl about San Diego like you wouldn't believe. I can't believe San Diego's in debt after a while, while, while. I can't. And they can't do any better themselves. We've got to stop adding negative to situations that you would like to have good. So it says, let's be aware that freedom can be lost by one as well as all at once. And if we don't like what our government has become, it's our fault, for we the people are the government, and we determine its course. The leaders that's down there in Washington that we growl about, we voted them in. We would like to make up excuses afterwards and say, "Oh, no, that was an illegal vote." No, we'd like to do that. But, honey, the people voted them in. And here we are, growling about them. And we couldn't do any better if we were there. So I do think that if we would bless our country when we get up in the morning, bless it, sincerely mean it, want good for our country, bring it on down to our state, to our town, to our family, And above all, bring it all the way down to you. Because we grouse so much about our individual selves that we cause ourselves illness. There was an article that they talked about on TV the other day where they're saying that laughter is your best cure. Well, we've been saying that for a long time. Unhappiness brings your illness. What's it take to make you happy? What's it take to make you happy? Don't answer me because I don't have the, I couldn't do anything about it anyway probably, but what's it take to make you happy? Think about it. You've all got a roof over your head. May not be the fanciest roof in the entire universe, but you all have a roof over your head. You have wonderful examples to look at, like and I've used mom and dad for that over there. Patty's mom and dad. People could, don't pass up when you see good examples. Don't pass them up. Try to find out why they are such good examples. I guarantee you'll find out love's the answer. But take a look and find out. There was a politician speaking at a 4th of July celebration with gripping and enhancing effectiveness. There were bugs, thousands of bugs, flying around the bright light over his head. Now those bugs buzzed around him like jets, but he remained unperturbed and undistracted and continued his speech with force and eloquence. That sounds like me. Well, who was thinking that? Who was that brilliant one? Who said that? Cindy Walker, I knew that would come from you, honey. Didn't I always tell you you're the most intelligent person I've ever met in my life?
I didn't want to disappoint.
Now that's Cindy Walker. Don't miss her, honey. She's quite a character. She's visiting us from St. Louis. She was chased out of California. Now, each time this man inhaled to give another great big speech, the audience thought he was sucking a bug. Finally, the expected did happen. It did. And the people flinched. What can he do? They asked themselves. Well, he swallowed hard, coughed a little, caught his breath, and said, that bug got what was coming to him. He should have watched where he was going. That bug thought what was coming to him. He should have watched where he was going. That's funny.
We're laughing.
Stephanie. The bug got where he was.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of us fly around like bugs out of control. And then we wonder why things happen to us. And maybe, just maybe, we should be watching ourselves a little more closely instead of some of them all the way out there. Because we may just have brought a negative ripple in by being impatient or by condemning or by saying, oh, I would never do that, or some of those thoughts. And just maybe, not only did you add to the big pile of negative that is out there right now, like war and illnesses and tragedies and, yeah, but if you're throwing out a negative thought, it will go to the negative. It will draw to the negative. And guess what? Out of that negative pile, you will get back heaped up and running over. So for heaven's sake, let's stop growling about ourselves. And if there's anybody here that says they don't growl about themselves, I'd have a hard time believing it. Does anybody want to tell me that you never growl about yourself? Well, many an intellectual man at the height of his oratory has been a bug eater.
That was funny.
I knew I knew we had somebody that was intelligent here, like Barbara. Well, I'll tell you somebody else who was very intelligent, because Jerry guessed almost the very exact number of people that would be here tonight. How many here, Jerry?
I haven't counted. Oh, I did really 21.
Are you sure?
No. Yes.
Check it out. Well, that means that he's pretty intelligent. I have not stressed you people out with one of my ditties for a long time. It's been months.
Bring it on.
Barbara, you are really nice tonight. By the way, everybody, please share lots of good thought toward her daddy, because he's not very well at this time. So he needs lots of love thoughts going his way. He's really been in there kind of unhealthy and suffering with the lack of being able to think clearly for quite a while now, huh? 3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my. When the time comes for him to go, he'll be pleased when it comes that time. But we never go a minute before it is time, before we are ready to go, and God's ready to call us home. America. A is for the anchor that it throws to all of us. M is for the many who do on its protection they must trust. E is for the enlightenment of the men who wrote the creed. R is for the religion. Yes, we can worship because we're freed. I is for the I am, the God self within each man. C is for the caring as we reach from hand to hand. A is for the always awareness that we need to hold and save and nurture a country, and save and nurture a country that grew from a seed that was planted long ago by a divine designer, a supreme intelligence of God the planner. It surely had to be wisdom sent down to man, because imagine you with a pen in your hand writing down word by word the Constitution for a business or even a small institution. Would you have thought to put "In God We Trust" on your calling card, a card that must travel all throughout the world to enhance the trade, to help us buy what we need or sell what we've made? And we came along generations later and reap all the rewards that seem upon us to heap, while we're speaking right out and complaining a lot without being thankful or giving a thought to the men long ago who weathered life's storm to set up America long before we were born. We really don't know what it's like to be tied by rules and jurisdiction till we die down inside, afraid to speak up though you have a need, and feeling so hopeless and know you'll never be freed. Yes, we are so blessed by the country we live in, and give thanks to such as Columbus, Lincoln, and also John Glenn, who explore the past and the present and even the future lands. And think, we're even free to make these plans. So now let's think what we can do for this country so fine to make it look better. Polish and shine. Yes, that takes the physical energy, and we can give it. And we can also send love in that care package kit to the president, leaders of all the lands, so their hearts feel so light and in tune with the bands. Say, we love you, America, the home of the free, and we're glad to be a member of your great family. Thank you for giving me this time.